弟兄姐妹各位朋友大家好。
Greetings brothers and sisters and friends。
每次站在这里和大家分享的时候，我的心都可以用四个字来形容。
Every time I stand up here to have fellowship with you, I can describe what I feel in my heart using these words。
虽然我表面上尽量面带笑容，
Even though I try to carry a smile on my face，
可是我心里面就是四个字。
But in my heart，
大家都知道，就是战惊，还有呢，恐惧。
But in my heart I am extremely fearful，
因为我深深相信，
Because I deeply believe，
我们的主要对我们每一个人说话。
That our Lord wants to speak to each one of us，
我们所在的地乃是圣地。
Where we stand we are standing on the holy ground，
而且我们每一个道主面前来的人都有一个渴望从他得到话语的心。
And I believe that each one of us who come before the Lord, there is a heart in us that seeks after him.
如果在我们这样的聚集里面我们没有听见神的话，
If in a gathering like this, we do not hear the Lord's words,
我们的聚集就是枉然，
Then we gather in vain.
我们这样的聚集就没有任何意义，
Then our gathering has no meaning.
我们是浪费时间也是浪费生命。
We are wasting time, we're wasting life.
但是我也知道，
But I also know，
我自己是一个非常软弱的人。
I myself is a very weak person.
我对主的认识是非常有限的。
I have very limited understanding of our Lord.
我也是一个主的生命非常少的人。
And I am also a person who has very little of our Lord's life.
所以叫我分享神的话，我常常觉得力不从心。
Therefore, every time I have fellowship regarding our Lord's words, I feel as if I don't have enough strength.
我生怕自己的软弱成为神话语的阻碍。
I often fear that my own weaknesses will become the obstacle for the Lord's words.
所以求神的灵今天可以充满在我们的聚会之中。
Therefore, I hope that the Lord's Spirit will fill this gathering place today.
神他自己可以越过人的软弱来对我们每一个人说话。
That our Lord can surpass men's weaknesses to speak to each one of us.
虽然我们有许多的软弱，
Even though we have many weaknesses.
但是我们相信神自己是信实的。
But we believe our Lord himself is faithful.
他必要因着他从死里复活的大能，
He will use the power of resurrection.
来做成他所要做的工，
To fulfill the work that he wants to be done.
所以愿弟兄姐妹我们一同在他的脚前向他来仰望他。
Therefore, I hope that brothers and sisters we will gather together before him to look upon him, to look to him.
所以他可以对我们每一个人说话。
So that he can speak to each one of us.
我也知道在今天我们这样聚集的时候，
And I also know that as we gather like this today,
也许有些人是第一次来，
Perhaps some of you are here for the first time.
也许有的人是最后一次来，
Perhaps some of you are here for the last time.
也许有的人是唯一的一次。
It may also be the only time.
我也知道，我也看到国华回来，他今天好像早上两点钟才到。
Oh, I also see our sister coming back, and I believe she arrives 2:00 in the morning today.
为什么要赶来？
Why is she in such a hurry?
渴慕神自己。
Because she desires the Lord himself.
愿我们在神这样渴慕的心，因着神的话浇灌下来，就能够得到满足。
We pray that the Lord may be satisfied with such a heart that desires after him.
好，我们一同打开马太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel Book of Matthew.
马太福音第一章。
Gospel Book of Matthew, Chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我们只念上半节。马太福音第一章第二节。
Gospel Book of Matthew Chapter 1 Verse 2 And we're only going to read the first part of Verse 2。
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read it together。
亚伯拉罕生以撒。好，我们再念一遍。好，亚伯拉罕生以撒。好，今天我要想跟弟兄姐妹分享的就是这一节圣经。
Today, what I want to have fellowship with you is regarding this verse.
凡是读过圣经的人，特别是读过创世纪的人，都知道亚伯拉罕这个人。
Anyone who has read the scripture, especially if you've read the Old Testament, You know the person Abraham.
创世纪用了很大的篇幅来描写亚伯拉罕的故事。
The scripture has described Abraham a great deal.
那么在传说在历史上关于亚伯拉罕的故事也很多。
And historically, there are many stories associated with Abraham.
我们知道亚伯拉罕他们一共是兄弟三个人。
We know that Abraham had three brothers.
他们原先呢是住在加勒底的乌尔。
Before they lived in Haran.
乌尔，乌尔，这是乌尔。
They lived in Ur.
那个地方呢，就是今天的伊拉克那一带。
This is where the country of Iraq is today.
当时是非常风行拜偶像的地方。
That is a place where idol worshiping was very popular.
圣经里面也给我们一些蛛丝马迹，让我们看到的那个地方确实是拜偶像。
And the scripture has also given us a lot of hints to show us that it is really a place that worshipped idols.
所以呢，据说在亚伯拉罕的家里面，他小的时候就有家里面有许多的偶像。
And we know that Abraham, when he was young, he had many idols in his house.
可是呢，亚伯拉罕呢，从小，据说哈，从三岁的时候就开始怀疑呢，为什么会有这么多神？
But Abraham, we know that when he was about 3 years old, started to question, how can there be so many gods?
他呢，哈，神呢，不知怎么样呢，就给亚伯拉罕一个启示，让他相信神应该是独一的。
Our Lord gave Abraham a revelation to know that there should only be one God.
所以亚伯拉罕长大之后有一天他就造反了。
So Abraham, when he grew up, one day he rebelled.
听说呢是他趁了他爸爸不在家的时候，他把家里的偶像统统打碎了。
That one day when his father was not home, he smashed to pieces all the idols in his house.
那么这个事情以后呢，就有人把亚伯拉罕啊给告了。
And after this, someone accused Abraham.
他就被带到呢，他们的当时的领袖的前面。
He was brought in front of the leader at that time.
被判处了死刑。
And he was pronounced a death sentence.
就是呢，要被火烧死。
And he was supposed to be burned to death in fire.
结果没想到把亚伯拉罕扔到火里头之后呢，因为亚伯拉罕对神有真正的信念呢。结果他居然没有烧死。
But because of Abraham's faith in God, he did not die in the fire.
那当时呢，跟亚伯拉罕一起哈参加这个造反呢，还有他的兄弟哈兰。
And at the time, there was also another his brother also joined him in his rebellion.
所以呢，他们就把哈兰也丢到火里面去烧。
And then they also threw Haran into the fire.
但是据说因为哈兰的信心不是真实的信心。
But because Haran's days were not, he did not have true faith.
结果他被丢到火里呢，就给烧死了。
When he was thrown into the fire, he died.
所以这就是呢，为什么我们读创世纪的时候啊，圣经告诉我们说哈兰呢已经死了。
And that is why when we read the scripture, it tells us that Haran had already died.
哈兰呢有一个儿子叫罗德。
And Haran has a son named Lot.
自从哈兰死了之后呢，亚伯拉罕呢就把罗德接到家里面。
And after Haran died, Abraham took Lot into his own house.
所以呢，不论亚伯拉罕到哪里，他都带着罗德。
Therefore, no matter where Abraham went, he took Lot with him.
当然呢，这个是传说哈，不是圣经里面记载的。
Of course, this is not recorded in the scripture. It is a It's a story outside the scripture.
那么亚伯拉罕呢？他起初并不叫亚伯拉罕。
Abraham was not originally named Abraham.
他叫亚伯兰。
His name was Abram.
他有一个妻子叫做萨莱。
And he had a wife named Sarai.
后来耶和华神把亚伯兰的名字改成亚伯拉罕，把萨莱的名字改成萨拉。
And the Lord later changed Abram's name to Abraham and changed Sarai's name to Sarah.
那么萨拉是一个什么样的人？
What kind of person is Sarah?
或者说萨莱是一个什么样的人呢？
Or in another word, what kind of person is Sarai?
圣经是如何向我们介绍这个人的？
How does the scripture introduce this person to us?
不错，她是亚伯兰的妻子。
Of course, he is the wife of Abram.
但是呢，她有一个标记。
But she also had a sign.
就好像我们讲到夏娃的时候，
It is as when we talk about
夏娃。
Eve.
那么我们马上想到什么呢？
What do we automatically think about?
我们马上夏娃它是亚当的一根肋骨做成的。
Eve came from a rib on Adam.
她是亚当的骨中骨肉中肉。
She was the bone of bone and flesh of flesh of Adam.
她也是首先偷吃那个禁果的。
And she was also the one who first ate the forbidden fruit.
所以一讲到夏娃我们马上想到这些故事。
So, of course, as soon as we mention Eve, we think of these stories.
如果讲到利百加呢？
And when we think of Rebecca,
我马上想到一个傻乎乎的女孩。
We think of a foolish girl.
啊，嫁给一个千里迢迢素未平生的男人。
Married a man who's far away that she has never met.
如果我们讲到，拉合。
If we think of
Raha. 我们马上呢想到哦，这是一个撒谎的。
We think of a liar.
我们马上呢，他凭着信心呢接待以色列的使者。
That she, according to her faith, received the visitors from Israel.
就拯救了他的全家。
And she was able to save her entire family.
如果我们讲到路德的话
，If we think about Ruth,
我们马上想到她爱她的婆婆。
We think of how she loved her mother-in-law.
她曾对她的婆婆说：“你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”
She said to her mother-in-law, "Your country is my country, your God is my God."
我们就马上想到一个非常美丽的爱情的故事。
And we think of a very beautiful love story.
我们讲到撒来呢
？When we think of Sarai,
我们想到什么呢
？What do we think of?
创世纪里面用一句话告诉我们撒来是一个什么样的人。
The book of Genesis used one statement to tell us what kind of person Sarai is.
在创世纪11:30，那里面说撒来不生育，没有孩子。
In Genesis chapter 11:30, it said Sarai was barren; she had no child.
不生育就是没有孩子。
To be barren is to have no child.
没有孩子就是不生育。
And if you have no child, then you're barren.
但是圣经却要重复的说。
But the scripture repeated.
表面看是有一点啰嗦。
If you look at it superficially, it seems a bit wordy.
但是我们知道圣经没有一个字是多余的。
But we know the scripture does not waste a single word.
圣经这样讲就是要加深我们的印象。
The scripture told it this way so that it has a deeper impression on us.
撒来的标志是什么？
What is the symbol for Sarah?
或者说撒来的同义词是什么？
What is the synonym for Sarah?
就是不生育没有孩子。
And that is she was barren and had no child.
如果哈，我们假设亚伯拉罕是40岁的时候结婚。
If we assume Abraham married when he was 40,
当然这种可能性是很小很小的。
Of course, this has very low probability.
亚伯兰的儿子或者亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒呢是40岁结婚的。
Abraham's son Isaac married at the age of 40.
那是已经很晚很晚了。
And that is very late.
好，就算是这样，就算是亚伯兰是40岁结婚。
If we assume that Abraham married when he was 40,
那么当他离开哈兰的时候
，When he left Haran,
离开哈兰向迦南进发的时候
，When he departed from Haran and went towards Canaan,
那时候亚伯兰是75岁。
At that time, Abram was 75 years old.
也就是说呢，他跟撒来结婚至少已经35年。
And that is to say, he had already been married to Sarai for at least 35 years.
如果那个时候撒兰还没有孩子
，If Sarai at that time still did not have a child,
恐怕希望就不大了。
Of course, there's very little hope at that point.
结婚35年还没有孩子
，After 35 years of marriage, you still don't have a child.
毕竟呢，亚伯兰的父亲塔拉70岁的时候。
Abraham's father, Terah, at the age of 70,
他已经有三个儿子了。
He already had 3 sons.
恐怕早已经三代同堂或者四代同堂了。
And we can imagine he might have already had 3 or 4 generations living together.
可是呢，亚伯兰和撒拉一直到他们七十结婚35年之后，还是不生。
But Abraham and Sarai, after 35 years of marriage, still had no children.
我们要知道那个时候的人生10个8个是司空见惯。
We have to know that at that time to have 8 or 10 children, it is not a big deal.
所以撒来不生育不是一件小事情。
Therefore, Sarai bearing no children is not a small matter.
但是还有一件更大的事情。
But there is even a worse matter.
就是如果神的应许如果落空的话，那么事情就更加重要。
But it is even worse if God's promise falls short.
因为当亚伯兰到了迦南之后，
Because after Abraham came to the land of Canaan,
神曾经多次跟他说，
The Lord told him many times,
我要把这地赐给你和你的后裔。
I will give this land to you and your descendants.
所以你的后裔呢，要多如尘土。
That your descendants will be numbered as dust of the world.
要多到一个地步，像地上的尘土那么多。
You will have so many descendants that they are like the dust of land.
不可计数。
Cannot be counted.
人要能够数算地上的尘土，才能数算你有多少后裔。
Men will only be able to know the number of descendants you have if they can count the dust of the land.
神也对亚伯兰说，我要叫你的后裔像天上的星，海上的沙那么多。
And then the Lord also said to Abraham that I want your descendants to be as many as the dust of the land and the stars in the sky.
那么让我们想一想，如果亚伯拉罕连一个儿子都没有。
So let's think about this. If Abraham doesn't even have a single son,
他如何能够有那么多后裔呢？
How can he have so many descendants?
亚伯拉罕有一个仆人。
Abraham has a servant.
是生在他家里的。
Someone born in his house.
所以很可能呢，就是亚伯拉罕的养子。
And that is very likely to be Abraham's godchild.
这个人叫做以利以谢。
And this person is called
后来呢
Later,
当亚伯拉罕要到回到老家给他儿子娶亲的时候就是这个老仆人呢千里迢迢回到了哈兰替以撒呢娶了利百加
And then later when Abraham wants to find a wife for Isaac this is the old servant whom Abraham sent back to Haran to find a wife for his son
所以当神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候
Therefore, when God established a covenant with Abraham,
亚伯拉罕有一次对神说
Abraham said to the Lord,
说你没有给我儿子
You did not give me a son.
那在我家里生的
Then the one who was born in my house,
大马色人以利以谢就是承受我家业的
And then the servant shall be the one who inherits my house, who inherits my house.
所以呢他想那么如果我没有亲生的儿子那么这个养子呢也可以承受我的产业
if I do not have a true son then this godson can also take my inheritance
但是神却说不是
but God said no
神说你本身生的才是你的后嗣
God said the one who comes from you shall be the one who inherits
所以领养的不算
Therefore, the one who you take in does not count.
一定呢，要亚伯拉罕本身生的。
This person has to come from Abraham himself.
果然呢，功夫不负有心人。
And of course, Abraham got a son.
我还没讲到，就是当亚伯拉罕86岁的时候。
When Abraham was 86 years old.
就是他到了迦南哈十多年之后
After he lived in the land of Canaan for more than 10 years
他结婚了45年以后
After 45 years of marriage
他终于生了一个儿子
He finally begotten a son
所以后来他有了这个儿子当神哈当他这个儿子长到13岁的时候神又再次向他显现
And when this son grew to the age of 13 God appeared to him again
再次又跟他讲到什么后裔啊地啦国啦等等这些应许
and the God again spoke to him about land about inheritance about countries nations
坚定呢与他过去所立的约
to reaffirm again the covenant he had with him before
亚伯拉罕这一次对神说的话呢跟上一次不同
and Abraham the words he spoke to God this time is different
神说愿以实玛利活在你的面前
he said,
亚伯拉罕说愿以实玛利活在你的面前
Abraham said, may Ishmael live before you.
那意思就是说愿以实玛利在你面前蒙恩。
And that is to say, may Ishmael be blessed before you.
这个以实玛利是谁呢?
Who is this Ishmael?
这个以实玛利不是别人。
This Ishmael is no one else.
他就是今天阿拉伯人的祖先。
He is the ancestor of the Arab people today.
不错,他是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
True, he is the son of Abraham.
但问题呢?这个儿子不是撒来所生
But this child did not come from Sarai.
而是撒来的使女或者他的女仆呢叫做夏甲所生
This child came from Sarai's maid or his maid servant Haggai.
虽然呢这个夏甲也是亚伯拉罕所娶的
Even though Haggai was also married to Abraham.
但是 圣经里面说。
But the scripture says.
啊，神说。
God said.
不然。
No.
你妻子萨拉要给你生一个儿子。
Your wife Sarah shall give birth to a child.
所以以实玛利也不行。
So Ishmael also doesn't work.
虽然他是亚伯拉罕生的。
Even though he was born of Abraham.
但是神说不行。
But God said no.
夏甲生的不算。
The one come from Haggai does not count.
谁生的都不算。
No matter who it is born of, it doesn't count.
除非是萨拉。
Unless it is Sarai.
而且呢，萨拉生的这个儿子，你要给他起名呢，叫做以撒。
And this child coming from Sarah, you have to name him Isaac.
神说我要与以撒立约。
God said, I will make a covenant with Isaac.
做他后裔永远的约。
It will be the covenant of his descendants forever.
亚伯拉罕听见这话就偷偷的笑。
Abraham, when he heard this, he laughed.
他为什么笑呢？
Why did he laugh inside?
我想亚伯拉罕心里面一定是这样想。
I think Abraham must have thought of this.
我有没有听错？
Am I mistaken?
说萨拉要生孩子？
Sarah is going to give child.
说开玩笑吧？
That must be a joke.
你知道我们结婚到现在已经六十年了。
You know we've been married for 60 years.
神跟亚伯拉罕讲这个话的时候，亚伯拉罕是99岁。
When God spoke to Abraham this way, he was 99 years old.
像刚才我讲的，假设他们很晚结婚，40岁结婚的话，那个时候已经60年。
And as I said before, if we assume they married very late, that they married at the age of 40, it has already been 40 years.
萨拉呢，比亚伯拉罕小。
Sarah is younger than Abraham.
但是只小十岁。
But she's only 10 years old.
所以那个时候萨拉已经90岁。
So Sarah,
将近90岁。
So Sarah at that time is almost 90 years old.
所以亚伯拉罕一定这样想。
So Abraham must have thought of this.
说萨拉要是能生的话。
If Sarah can give birth.
需要等60年。
Do they need to wait 60 years?
一直等到她没有生育能力的时候吗？
Do we have to wait until she no longer has the ability to give birth?
太不可思议了。
That is too amazing.
太离谱了。
Too unbelievable.
太不可能了。
Too improbable.
谁不觉得可笑呢？
Who would think this is not laughable?
凡听到这话的，谁不觉得可笑？
If you think, if anyone who hears this, who would think it's not a joke?
不仅亚伯拉罕笑了。
Not only Abraham laughed.
萨拉也笑了。
Sarah also laughed.
凡听见的人都笑。
Anyone who has heard of this would have laughed.
当挪亚蒙神的 蒙神指示他未见的事。
When Noah was appointed, God appointed him to things that he did not see.
预备了一只方舟的时候。
And prepared an ark.
知道的人都笑了。
Everyone who heard of it laughed.
谁见过下雨那个时候？
At that time, who had seen rain?
那个时候没有还没有下过雨。
At that time, rain never occurred.
谁见过洪水？
Who has seen flood?
没有。
No.
听见了，知道的人都笑。
Anyone who's heard of it would laugh.
耶稣说，这闺女不是死了，而是睡着了。
Jesus said, this girl is not dead, she's asleep.
众人都笑。
And people around him laughed.
说这个人有毛病。
Said, this person is crazy.
明明是死了。
This person is indeed dead.
为什么说他睡了？
Why does he say she's only asleep?
耶稣是犹太人的王吗？
Is Jesus the king of the Jewish people?
听见的兵丁都笑了。
All those soldiers who heard him laughed.
你是王，那我们就拜你啊。
If you're the king, then we will worship you.
当耶稣在十字架上的时候。
When Jesus was on the cross.
看见的人都笑了。
All those people who saw him laughed.
谁相信你是基督呢？
Who would believe you're Christ?
你如果能救得了自己，我们就信你。
If you can save yourself, then we will believe in you.
当神说话的时候。
When God speaks.
当我们没有信的时候。
When we don't have faith.
我们常常都笑了。
We would often laugh.
然而神说什么？
But what does the Lord say?
神说，耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
God said, nothing is impossible with the Lord.
到了日期。
When the time is right.
明年这时候。
When this time next year.
我必回到你这里。
I will return to you.
萨拉必生一个儿子。
And Sarah shall bear you a son.
耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
There is nothing impossible with the Lord.
果然。
And of course.
萨拉就怀孕了。
Sarah was pregnant.
到了神所说的日期，就是一年以后。
And on the day that the Lord spoke about, and that is a year later,
当亚伯拉罕整整一百岁，
when Abraham was 100 years old,
撒拉九十岁，
Sarah was 90 years old,
他们结婚至少六十年的时候，
and they've been married for at least 60 years,
撒拉给亚伯拉罕生了以撒，
and Sarah gave birth to, to Abraham's son Isaac.
当我们思想以撒出生这件事的时候，
when we think about the birth of Isaac,
我发现呢他跟以实玛利的出生完全不同。
We see it is completely different from the birth of Ishmael.
与我们的出生呢也完全不同。
It is also different from our birth.
用新约圣经的话来解说的话，
if we use the words in the New Testament to describe,
撒拉的出生，以撒的出生，
the birth of Isaac,
亚伯拉罕生以撒，
Abraham begotten Isaac,
叫做呢是凭应许而生。
And that is called the birth according to the promise.
是圣灵生的。
It is a birth from the Holy
Spirit. 是从神生的。
It is a birth coming from God.
这是一个神迹。
And that is a miracle.
是完全超自然。
That is supernatural.
神说要给亚伯拉罕一个儿子。
God said he will give Abraham a son.
要从撒拉而生。
The son shall come from Sarah.
但是呢，就是一直不生。
But she continued not to have a child.
一直要等。
She had to wait.
等
to wait.
等到呢，撒拉已经完全没有生育能力的时候。
To wait until Sarah had completely lost ability to give birth.
这就说明神要我们清清楚楚的知道，亚伯拉罕生以撒是凭应许而生。
That is telling us that God wants us to know clearly that Abraham begotten Isaac is through the promise.
人做不了任何事情。
Men cannot do anything.
完全是神做的。
It is completely God's work.
在整个人类的历史上，
in the entire history of mankind,
只有两个人是这样凭应许而生。
There are only two people who were begotten this way through promise.
而且这两个生呢，都记载在马太福音的第一章。
And these two births are both recorded in the first chapter of Matthew.
一个呢，就是刚才我们读的马太福音一章第二节。
The first one is Matthew chapter 1 verse 2.
亚伯拉罕生以撒。
Abraham begotten Isaac.
还有呢，在第十六节。
And then it's in verse 16.
在第十六节的后半节。
It is the latter part of verse 16.
那里说，那称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。
And it said, whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
在这个家谱的一前一后。
At the beginning and the end of this genealogy,
有两个人是凭应许而生。
There are two people born of promise.
一个是以撒。
One is Isaac.
一个是我们的主耶稣基督。
And the other is our Lord Jesus Christ.
以撒呢，是当撒拉没有生育能力的时候生的。
Isaac was born when Sarah had completely lost ability to give birth.
我们的主耶稣基督是玛利亚还是童女的时候生的。
And our Lord Jesus was born of Mary when she was still a virgin.
没有任何人掺和在里面。
And there is no people mixed in there.
完全是神自己的工作。
It is completely God's own work.
以撒的出生，
The birth of Isaac.
乃是预表我们主耶稣基督的降生。
It foreshadows the birth of our Lord Jesus.
谁说童女不能怀孕生子？
Who said that a virgin cannot give birth?
让我们思想亚伯拉罕，思想以撒。让我们思想以撒的出生。
Let us think about Abraham, let us think about Isaac, and think about the birth of Isaac.
当耶和华神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，
When Lord Jehovah appeared to Abraham,
他向亚伯拉罕启示说，要说耶和华是全能的神。
He revealed to Abraham to say, Lord Jehovah is the Almighty God.
他立约。
He set a covenant.
他守约。
He kept his covenant.
他也成就他的约。
And he fulfilled his covenant.
早有先知的话说。
And before that, there was the prophet had said,
主自己要给你们一个兆头。
That Lord himself will give you a sign.
必有童女怀孕生子。
And that a virgin shall give birth to a child.
给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在。
And he shall name him Emmanuel, that is the Lord be with us.
圣经还说。
And the scripture also said,
有一婴孩为我们而生。
A baby shall be born to us.
有一子赐给我们。
A son shall be given to us.
政权必担在他的头上。
And the authority shall be upon his head.
他的名称为奇妙测试。
And his name is Amazing Counselor.
全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
He is the Almighty God, the Prince of Peace. And the king for the forever king.
这是我们的主。
The eternal king, and that is our God.
从以撒的出生。
From the birth of Isaac.
我们自然呢就想到主耶稣基督的出生。
We naturally think about the birth of our Lord Jesus.
他是父怀里的独生子。
He is the only son in the bosom of our.
他来到这个世界。
He came to this world.
带着光。
Bringing light.
也带着恩典。
Also bringing grace.
他住在我们中间。
He living among us.
丰丰满满，有恩典，有真理。
Full of grace and full of truth.
以撒是凭应许而生。
Isaac was born of the promise.
是撒拉生的。
She was born of Sarah.
撒拉呢是用那个创世纪的话说，乃是自主妇人，是个 free。
According to the words of Genesis, Sarah was a free woman.
因为以撒是撒拉所生的。
Because Isaac was born of Sarah.
所以他是一个蒙福的人。
Therefore, he is the blessed one.
因为亚伯拉罕将他一切所有的都给了以撒。
Because Abraham gave Isaac all that he had.
按照肉体而说。
According to the flesh.
以实玛利他是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
Ishmael is the son of Abraham.
而且呢是大儿子。
And he is the firstborn.
应当承受亚伯拉罕的家业。
He should have inherited Abraham's house.
然而经上怎么说的呢？
But what did the scripture say?
是说。
It said.
把使女和他的儿子赶出去。
Cast away the maidservant and her son.
因为使女的儿子不能与自主妇人的儿子一同承受家业。
Because the son of the maidservant cannot inherit together with the son of the free woman.
肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女。
The children born of flesh are not children of God.
也不算是后裔。
And it does not count as descendants.
以撒成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Isaac to become Abraham's descendant.
承受亚伯拉罕一切所有的。
To inherit all that Abraham had.
完全是出于呢他的身份。
It completely came from his status.
用一句我们熟悉的话说呢，完全呢出乎他的出身。
Yeah, to use a statement that we're familiar with, it is completely according to his birth.
不在乎别的。
It has nothing to do with anything else.
就是因为呢他是撒拉生的。
It is only because he was born of Sarah.
就是因为呢他是自主的妇人生的。
It is only because he was born of the free woman.
这是一个极大的启示。
This is a great revelation.
让我们看见我们之所以能够承受产业。
To show us that the only way we can inherit.
不是我们努力去得来的。
It is not through our hard work.
而是呢在完全的接受。
It is by us completely accepting.
我们就像以撒一样不需要做任何事，但是因着我们的身份我们就可以得着神给我们预备的一切的产业。
We are like Isaac. We don't need to do anything. We just have to accept our status and we can inherit everything that has been given to us.
那么亚伯拉罕其他的儿子呢？
But what about Abraham's other sons?
创世纪到25章的时候告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕把财物分给他赎出的众子。
In Genesis chapter 25, it said Abraham gave his properties to his sons.
亚伯拉罕除了以实玛利和以撒之外呢，还有其他的儿子。
Abraham, other than Ishmael and Isaac, also had other sons.
到年老的时候，亚伯拉罕做了一件非常非常正确的事。
Abraham, when he was old, he did a correct thing.
就是在他还没有死的时候呢，他就把其他的儿子呢，通通打发走了。
That before he died, he sent away all of his sons, all of his other sons.
当然呢，不是让他们两手空空的离开。
Of course, he did not send them away empty-handed.
他也把财物，就是牛啊、羊啊、牲畜啊等等呢，分给他们。
But he gave them gifts like cows, sheep, properties.
然后呢，趁着自己还在世的时候
，And while he was still alive,
就打发他们离开他的儿子以撒往东方去。
He sent them away from Isaac his son to the countries of the east.
亚伯拉罕为什么要把这些儿子打发走，让他们离开以撒
？Why did Abraham send away these sons away from Isaac?
这和呢神给亚伯拉罕、以撒的应许有极大的关系。
This is greatly connected to the promise God had given to him about Isaac.
我读到这里的时候很稀奇。
I was very amazed when I read these verses.
有一个问题。
I had a question.
说为什么亚伯拉罕的众子
？How come all of these sons of Abraham
得到了财物之后呢，就离开了亚伯拉罕和以撒往东方去
？After they received these gifts, they left Abraham and Isaac and went to the country of the east.
他们到了东方之后，就一直住在那里。
After they arrived in the east, they continued to live there.
为什么他们不愤怒、不抗议呢？
Why were they not angry? Why did they not rebel?
说不公平。
And said, this is not fair.
不公平。
It's not fair.
我们也是你生的。
We are also born of you.
为什么以撒可以留在你的身边？
Why is it that Isaac can stay with you?
可以留在迦南。
Can stay in the land of Canaan.
我们却要离开到东方去呢。
But we have to leave to go to the east.
他们相反。
But opposite.
他们领着牛，领着羊，领着那些牲畜，好像无声无息的就走了。
They took these cows and they took these sheep and livestock, and without a sound they left.
直到亚伯拉罕175岁去世的时候。
Until Abraham was 175 years old and passed away.
除了以实玛利。
Other than Ishmael.
没有一个人回来给亚伯拉罕下葬。
No one came back for his burial.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在他们来看。
Because from their point of view,
他们已经得着了亚伯拉罕的家业。
They have already inherited Abraham's property.
他们已经得到和以撒一样的福气。
They have already received the blessings, the same blessings as Isaac.
凡以撒所有的。
All those things that Isaac had.
他们都有了。
They also have.
他们和以撒的唯一区别呢，就是以撒呢住在迦南，他们要住在东方。
The only difference between them is that Isaac has to live in the land of Canaan and they live in the east.
但是他们不稀罕迦南这个地方。
But they don't treasure the land of Canaan.
虽然呢神把迦南呢赐给以撒和他的后裔。
Even though God had given the land of Canaan to Isaac and his descendants.
那又有什么稀罕呢？
What's so great about that?
眼下以撒也好，亚伯兰也好，他们在迦南不过是寄居的。
Whether it's Abraham or Isaac, they're only pilgrims in the land of Canaan.
他们在迦南连一块立足之地都没有。
They don't have an inch of land to stand on in the land of Canaan.
他们是过着游牧的生活，没有一个固定的住处。
They don't have a stable house. They are pilgrims in that land.
迦南没有一块土地是属于亚伯拉罕和以撒的。
In the land of Canaan, there's not an inch of land that belongs to Abraham or Isaac.
所以当后来撒拉去世的时候。
Therefore, when Sarah died,
亚伯拉罕要从别人那里呢买一块地来安葬他的妻子。
Abraham had to buy a piece of land from other people to bury his wife.
因为他没有地。
Because he had no land.
所以亚伯拉罕的那些儿子一点都不羡慕。
Therefore, Abraham's sons did not envy.
地有什么了不起？
What's so great about land?
现在也不是你的。
It's not yours.
只要我们得到牛，得到羊，得到牲畜，我们就都有了。
If we have the cows and the sheep and the livestock, then we have everything.
再说，到哪儿不是一样安居乐业呢？
And that no matter where you are, you can establish a living there.
为什么非要住在迦南呢？
Why do you have to live in Canaan?
所以他们就走了。
Then they left.
这就是他们跟以撒的区别。
That is the difference between them and Isaac.
这就是凭应许而生的和凭血气而生的区别。
And that is the difference between the one who is born of promise versus the ones who are born of the flesh.
我们知道迦南乃是预表神的产业。
We know that Canaan represents the inheritance of God.
离开了迦南。
Away from Canaan.
就是离开神无限的属灵的福气。
To be away from Canaan is to be away from the unlimited blessings from God.
就是离开神大能的保守。
It is to be away from God's almighty protection.
记不记得？
Do you remember?
每一次亚伯拉罕离开迦南。
Every time Abraham left Canaan.
他就跌倒。
He fell.
每次他回到迦南。
Every time he returned to Canaan.
他就被恢复。
And he was redeemed.
所以迦南乃代表神自己的同在。
Canaan represents God's His own presence.
如果我们不宝贝神的同在，
if we do not treasure God's presence,
就说明呢，我们不是凭应许生的。
That means that we are not born of the presence.
凡是凭应许而生的人，
all those who are born of promise,
都像以撒一样，
are all like Isaac.
要宝贝迦南这一块地，
they treasure this land of Canaan.
要宝贝神的应许，
to treasure God's promise.
我们承受的产业是什么？
What is it that we inherit?
是牛群、羊群吗？
Is it cows or sheep?
是那些牲畜吗？
Is it these livestock?
是今天的房子、汽车、土地吗？
Is it monetary things like cars, houses, and money?
还是银行的存折，还是股票？
Or is it stocks and savings accounts?
或者是人寿保险？
Or life insurance?
不错。
Correct.
神会用 这些东西呢来祝福我们。
God can use these things to bless us.
就像当初他祝福了约伯、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一样。
Just as he had blessed Job, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
但是呢，这些都是属地的祝福。
But these are all worldly blessings.
神不单为我们预备了这些属地的福气。
Not only has God prepared these worldly blessings for us.
神也为我们预备了各样属天的、属灵的福气。
He has also prepared heavenly and spiritual gifts for us.
而且神更要我们专注在属灵的福气上。
And he wants us to focus more on these spiritual blessings.
因为地上的祝福既不能使我们完全的满足。
These worldly blessings cannot make us completely satisfied.
也不能存到永远。
And they cannot be stored to eternity.
但是
But,
凭血气生的
those that are born of the flesh,
没有办法羡慕那看不见的属灵的福气和天上的基业。
They cannot envy the spiritual blessings that they cannot see, the ones that are stored in heaven.
当我们思想以撒的时候
When we think of Isaac,
当我们思想他一生的时候
When we think of his entire life,
我们就看见这个凭应许而生的是何等的蒙福。
This person who is born of promise, how blessed he is.
他是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
He is the son of Abraham.
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He is the descendant of Abraham.
他是承受亚伯拉罕一切所有的。
He inherited everything Abraham had.
而人类的救主。
And the savior of the mankind.
我们的主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Is the descendant of Abraham.
而且也是以撒的后裔。
And he is also the descendant of Isaac.
血肉之躯。
Flesh.
不能承受神的国。
Cannot inherit God's kingdom.
必朽坏的。
It is corruptible.
不能承受不朽坏的。
What is corruptible cannot inherit what is incorruptible.
只有亚伯拉罕所生的。
Only the one who is born of Abraham.
只有凭应许而生的。
Only the one who is born of the promise.
才能够得着那不能震动的神的国。
And only that person, only those people can inherit the unshaken kingdom of God.
今天我们坐在这里的。
Today we sit here.
有许许多多的以撒。
There are many, many Isaacs.
每次呢，我记得以前有一个传道人。在一次聚会的时候
there's a preacher when he was at a gathering one time.
他要讲亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神和雅各的神。
He wanted to talk about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
所以他就问下面的弟兄姐妹。
So he asked the brothers and sisters sitting there.
说你愿意做谁呢
？Who do you want to be？
愿意做亚伯拉罕的举手，愿意做以撒的举手，愿意做雅各的举手。
You know, those who want to be Abraham, raise your hand. Those who want to be Isaac, raise your hand. Those who want to be Jacob, raise your hand.
结果呢，愿意做以撒的人最多。
And at the end, the most people wanted to be Isaac.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为以撒是蒙福的人。
Because Isaac is the blessed one.
他什么都不需要做。
He didn't have to do anything.
他就一切都有了。
And he had everything.
那么那个传道人又问哈，说我们当中哈。谁是亚伯拉罕？谁是以撒？谁是雅各的时候
？And then the preacher asked, "Who among us is Abraham? Who is Isaac? And who is Jacob?"
是雅各的举手最多。
And then those who the people who the most people said that they are Jacob.
因为雅各最狡诈。
Because Jacob is the most deceptive one.
但是呢，我们知道哈，我们不单单愿意做以撒。
But we know that not only do we want to be Isaac,
而且我们的地位呢，也实实在在就是以撒的地位。
And our status is truly the status of Isaac.
也就是说，我们就是以撒。
And that is to say, we are Isaac.
就从了这个凭应许而生，继承了亚伯拉罕或者神的基业这个角度来讲，我们都是以撒。
From the perspective of being born of promise and be able to inherit God, inherit everything, we are Isaac.
凭应许而生。
We're born of promise.
就是呢，从圣灵而生。
And that is to be born of the Spirit.
就是重生。
And that is to be reborn.
约翰福音告诉我们说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，神就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。
And the Gospel book of John tells us that all those who believe in him, God will give him the authority to be his son.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
These are not people who are born of flesh, born of passion, but they are people who are born of God.
因此呢，我们今天虽然不是犹太人。
Therefore, even though today we're not Jewish people,
但是呢，我们却是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We are descendants of Abraham.
而且是他真正的后裔。
And we are his true descendants.
有人说呢，我们是天上的星。
People say that we're stars in the sky.
犹太人呢，是地上的沙。
And the Jewish people are the dust of the land.
因为神跟亚伯拉罕应许嘛，你的后裔要像天上的星，海上的沙那么多。
And because God had promised Abraham to say that your descendants shall be numbered as dust of the land and stars in the sky.
也就是亚伯拉罕的后裔呢，有两类。
There, that is to say, Abraham's descendants can be put into two groups.
一类是属天的。
One group that belongs to heaven.
像天上的星那么多。
Like the stars in the sky.
还有一类呢是属地的。
Another group in the world.
是凭血气生的。
And these are born of flesh.
那就是犹太人。
And they are the Jewish people.
仅供参考。
That is for your reference only.
但是呢，我们知道啊，圣经却告诉我们说哈，清清楚楚告诉我们说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
But the scripture clearly tells us that we are descendants of Abraham.
结果怎么样呢？
So what is the ending?
圣经也说，你们既属乎基督。
The scripture says that if you belong to Christ,
就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And that is the descendants of Abraham.
是照着应许承受产业的。
And that you have received inheritance according to the promise.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督。
May praises be to our Lord Jesus Christ.
他曾照着自己的大怜悯。
He had, according to his own great mercy,
从死里复活呢，重生了我们。
Through his resurrection, gave us rebirth.
要我们有活泼的盼望。
To give us the living hope.
怎么样？
So,
什么样的盼望呢？
What kind of hope?
可以得着那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、存到永远的天上的基业。
So that we can inherit the incorruptible inheritance that is stored into eternity.
愿神打开我们心里的眼睛。
Pray that the Lord can open our eyes, open our inside eyes.
让我们看见那看不见。
So that we can see the unseeable.
看见那座有根有基的城。
To see that city that is rooted.
是神所经营所建造的。
That is built and managed by God.
我们是凭应许而生的。
We are born of the promise.
我们有属天的生命。
We have a heavenly life.
所以我们的心呢，本该思念天上的事。
So our hearts should originally think about things of the heaven.
被那美好的、永恒的所吸引。
To be attracted by what is beautiful.
我们虽然没有见过他。
Even though we have never seen him.
确实爱他。
But love him.
如今虽不得看见。
Even though today we cannot see.
却因信他，有说不出来。且满有荣光的大喜乐。
But we have this joy that we cannot speak about.
刚才。
But we have this joy that we cannot speak about, but this glorious joy that we can see.
刚才我引用了是彼得前书。
What I have just talked about comes from 1 Peter.
我们一起来看好不好？彼得前书第一章。
It is from 1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
到第八节。
To verse 8.
我们是凭应许而生。
We are born of promise.
我们不单单凭应许而生。
Not only are we born of promise.
而且我们凭着应许呢，得着神在天上为我们所存留的基业。
It is according to the promise that we can have the inheritance Lord Jesus has prepared for us in heaven.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
May praise be to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
According to his abundant mercies, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
你们因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Who who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
因此，你们是大有喜乐。
Therefore, in this you greatly rejoice.
但如今在百般的试炼中，暂时忧愁。
Though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials.
神的儿女。
Children of God.
有许许多多的试炼。
There are many trials.
这些试炼给我们带来许多的忧愁。
These trials gave us great grievances.
虽然有的时候我们仿佛被主带到了三重的天上。
Even though sometimes it is as if the Lord has lifted us to the third heaven.
但是常常我们也发现自己是在生命的低谷里面挣扎。
But oftentimes we also find that we are struggling in the valley.
神常常带我们到青草地绿水边。
That God has often brought us to the green pasture land.
但是常常我们也发现我们是行在死荫的幽谷。
But oftentimes we also find that we are walking in the valley of death.
这是我们一生所遭遇的磨难。
And these are the persecutions that we will suffer in this life.
这是我们或迟或早我们每一个人都要面对的。
These are things that we, each one of us, will face sooner or later.
但是神的话怎么说？
But what does God's word tell us?
神说，在这些，那之所以我们临到这些试炼，
The reason these trials have come to us,
那是叫你们信心既过试，既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在基督耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这些试炼
These trials
乃是像火一样
are like fire.
让我们的信心经过火的试炼之后
So that our faith, after being tested by fire,
显出的那个品质比金子还要宝贵
The quality it shows is even more precious than gold.
到主再来的日子
Until the day when Lord Jesus comes again,
我们凭着这样的信心
according to this kind of faith,
得到称赞、荣耀和尊贵
we may find praise, honor, and glory.
你们虽然没有见过他
even though you have not seen him,
却是爱他
though you love him.
如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐
though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
神为我们在天上存留的基业是何等的美好。
The inheritance God has prepared for us in heaven, how great it is.
这个基业是什么？
What is this inheritance?
这个基业说到底就是我们的主。
This inheritance at the end is our Lord.
我们凭应许而生。
We are born of promise.
我们就是得着了主。
And that is to say, we have received the Lord.
神为我们预备了天上各样属灵的福气。
The Lord has prepared all kinds of heavenly blessings for us.
但是这样的福气实在太大了。
But these blessings are so great, are too great.
我们一个小小的人没有办法承受神这样大的福气。
Small people like us cannot inherit such great blessings.
想想我们能够承受的何等有限。
Think about how limited are things that we can inherit.
地上的福气我们都承受不完。
We cannot even finish to inherit the blessings of this world.
我们觉得今天如果我很富有，我就很有福气了。
We think that today if we are very wealthy, then we are very blessed.
但是想想看，你能够承受多少这样的福气
？But think about how much of these blessings can you inherit?
如果说吃的话
，If you talk about food,
每天山珍海味
，If you eat seafood and rare seafood every day.
这是吃的最好了，对不对
？Then you're eating the best food.
但是你能吃多少？一天吃一顿。
But how much can you eat? You can eat one meal per day.
你一辈子能吃多少
？How much can you eat?
非常有限，对不对
？It's very limited.
房子大就是有福气。
It is blessed. You're blessed to have a big house.
给你100栋，你住不住得完
？If I give you 100 of them, can you finish living in them?
你也就需要一栋就够了。
You only need one.
车呢？一样。
Cars are the same.
给你100部车够不够你用
？If I give you 100 cars, is that enough?
但是无论如何
，But no matter what,
这些还是非常有限。
These are all still limited.
即使这样有限
，Even though it is limited,
你承受得起吗
？Can you afford to inherit them?
我们能承受的福气只是那么一点。
The blessings that we can accept is so limited.
我们年限也只有那么一点。
And our years are so limited.
我们这么有限的人。
Such limited people like us.
如何承受神为我们预备的天上各样属灵的福气呢？
How do we inherit the all kinds of blessed heavenly blessings that the Lord has prepared for us?
那个无限的属灵的福气呢？
That unlimited heavenly blessing.
这里有没有看到有一个问题？
Do you see a problem here?
一个小小的有限的人。
A limited small person.
无法承受神永远的无限的属灵的福气。
Cannot inherit the endless, the unlimited heavenly blessings from the Lord.
没有办法承受神丰富的基业。
Cannot inherit God's full inheritance.
所以呢，神就把他一切属灵的福气都有形有体的呢，放在耶稣基督里面，然后把耶稣基督赐给我们。
Therefore, God has put all of His blessings with form into Lord Jesus Christ. And give us Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们得到耶稣基督。
So that when we accept Lord Jesus Christ,
就得到神的产业。
We have received His inheritance.
就得到神一切属灵的福气。
And we have received all of His heavenly blessings.
这个呢，是在我们信主的时候就得到了。
And that we receive when we believe in when we believed in God.
当我们得到耶稣的时候，我们就得到了。
When we receive Christ, we received it.
那么我们余下的生命呢？
Then the, for the rest of our lives,
乃是来经历这样的福气。
It is to experience this blessing.
乃是呢，在主耶稣基督里面来一点一点的支取神给我们预备的各样的属灵福气。
And that is a little by little to experience the blessings God has prepared for us in Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像我们里面呢有一个取之不尽、用之不竭的银行的账户。
It is as if we have an unlimited, unending bank account in us.
我们每一次到神那里去，就是来支取他给我们的恩典。
Every time we go to the Lord, we take from the blessings He has already given us.
来经历神已经赐给我们各样的属灵的福气。
To experience the spiritual blessings that He has already given us.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
让我们的心能够思念我们的主的时候。
Whenever we think about our Lord,
来思念天上事的时候，
when we think about heavenly things,
就被那满有荣光的大喜乐所充满。
Let us be filled with the glorious great joy.
让我们常常被这样的喜乐所充满。
Let us be filled oftentimes with such joy.
我们实在是有福的。
Then we will truly be blessed.
因为神把他的独生爱子耶稣基督赐给我们。
Because God has given us His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
让我们得着。那不能朽坏、不能玷污、存到永远的天上的基业。
So that we may receive the inheritance that is incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away.
今天虽然我们不能见他，
even though today we cannot see him,
但是却爱他。
But we love him.
到那一天，
until that day,
我们要与他面对面。
We will be face to face with him.
我们刚才播饼的时候唱了一首诗歌226首。
We sang a hymn during the Lord's table 226.
我们再把第三节来唱一遍。
Let's sing the third stanza again.
第三节那里说，我昼夜常羡慕你的家，耶稣。
The third verse says, day and night do I long for thy home, O Lord.
在天为圣徒备安宅。
That thou art preparing for me.
黄金街碧玉城乐无涯。
Oh, what joy to walk on the streets of gold.
不再有痛苦与悲哀。
No more pain and tear will I see.
耶稣曾对他的门徒说。
Lord Jesus had said to his disciples,
我去是为你们预备地方。
I will go to prepare houses for you.
在我父那里有许多的住处。
And there are many houses at my father's house.
他说，我去了还要回来接你们。
He said, I will go, but I will return to you.
当我们主回来接我们的时候。
When our Lord returned to receive us.
就是把我们带到父的家里。
And that is to bring us to the father's house.
神已经为我们预备了一切。
The Lord has already prepared everything for us.
他要带我们到那个地方。
He will bring us to that place.
那是何等美好的。
How beautiful it is.
那是神为我们所预备的基业。
And that is the inheritance God has prepared for us.
在那里我们要与爱我们的主永远同在。
And there we shall forever be with the Lord and love him.
在那里我们也要看到亚伯拉罕。
And there we will see Abraham.
我们要看到以撒。
We will see Isaac.
我们要看到撒拉。
We will see Sarah.
我们要看到历世历代神所拯救的圣徒。
We will see generations of saints saved by God.
我们要一同围绕在主的脚前。
We will be surrounding our Lord.
日日夜夜把我们的颂赞归给这位爱我们的主。
Day and night to give our praises to this God whom we love. Lord, we hope your words can often live in our hearts.
就让我们这些凭你应许而生的儿女。
Lord, pray that children like us who are born of your promise.
但是活在你话语的光里面。
Can live in the light of your word.
愿你的话一生成为我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
May your words become the light out in front of our feet and the lamp on the road.
就让我们的心乃是注重在天上的事。
So that our hearts may focus on things of heaven.
那是宝贵你为我们所存在天上那不能玷污不能朽坏可以存到永远的基业。
That we long for the treasures that you have stored for us in heaven that is incorruptible, undefiled, and cannot fade away.
愿你听我们的祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.